Thank you so much, Pastor Dan, for the word that you've given to us today. Much to think on, chew about, meditate on as well. Just going to take a few minutes, and then we're going to turn it over to Dr. Hard. But we think communication is very important, and so we want to try to do that well. You should have received a constant contact a few days ago about our plans to regather as a congregation 2 weeks from today on June 7th at 10 a.m. If you're not receiving constant contacts, please call the church office and make sure that you're on that list, and we want you to be informed. But even since that email went out, significant changes have occurred. As you know, through all of this, we have shared with you that we have relied on various resources to guide our actions, biblical teaching for sure. The Delaware Family Policy Council, under the direction of Nicole Tice, has been a huge help to us, and through their contact, the Delaware Family, the Alliance Defending Freedom as well, has been a very significant resource for us, as well as other local and national evangelical pastors and ministries. All of these have provided wise guidance for us along the way and continue to do so. You may have seen and heard on Friday afternoon, President Trump urged all governors to open churches. Well, our governor had already issued guidance to do so, but that afternoon, the CDC then published new guidelines as well. In our discussions with Nicole Tice and Delaware Family Policy Council, Alliance Defending Freedom, they have confirmed for us, even confirming it with the Delaware Division of Health, that those 65 and older are able to attend as long as they have no underlying conditions and are separated, as we all are going to be, according to safe distancing. That was a change that took place just late this week, even after the constant contact had gone out. But even with that, we urge our senior saints to exercise great caution in making your decision as to whether and when you will choose to regather. We will continue to live stream our services as well. Our task force for regathering has done a wonderful job of working through logistics for regathering on that Sunday, June 7th. We'll be using the sanctuary and the Frisbee Center gym, and the capacity, even with safe distancing, will bring us to about 350 that we are able to accommodate. All of the guidelines that are still in place require that face masks be worn at all times, and we will abide by that guideline. There will be those who feel safe to come because they know everyone will be wearing masks, so to remove your mask is not exercising love to others. So if you feel that you're unable to attend with a mask and to keep that mask on, then we would urge you to respect others and to wait to regather until that restriction is lifted. Things are changing quickly. Initially, we are unable to have separate children's ministries. According to the current guidelines, children are to remain with their parents at all times. And we understand that this poses real challenges to families with young children. We empathize with you, and we are already working on ways that we can restart children's ministries as soon as possible, and I assure you that we plan to do that as soon as we can. We will have signage. We will have individuals to assist you and provide instruction for when we regather, human traffic flow coming and going, seating and the like. For some, let's face it, we're not regathering fast enough. For others, we may be jumping the gun in their mind. These days test our unity. And I urge you to forbear with one another, to appreciate the difficulties in making decisions that are for the well-being of everyone in our congregation. I urge you that you would be willing to forego personal rights for the sake of your brother or sister, even as Jesus relinquished his rights for his purposes. And let's purpose, by God's grace, not to give the enemy a foothold through division and strife. That would be tragedy upon tragedy. Also, I would urge all of us, let's keep perspective. Even though it's been 11 weeks since we've been able to meet together here in the sanctuary, these restrictions will end. One day, These times of inconvenience will be a memory. These days will be something we'll talk about. Remember when? I assure you, things will be normal again. Let's stay together. Let's make the best of inconvenient circumstances. Let's appreciate seeing one another even behind face masks for a short season. And in these ways, let's honor Jesus Christ and build up his body. So many of you have expressed that you're praying for us, you've expressed your support, and we appreciate that immensely. We also appreciate those of you who have shared some ideas with us and asked questions. You'll receive another Constant Contact this coming week with more details, another in the following week with extra communications and expectations and guidelines. If you have questions that arise, please feel free to call the church office and we'll do our best to answer them or email the church office. So folks, we're getting there, slowly but surely. And again, I close with this exhortation from Paul. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, that's our prayer. So grace and peace to you for yet another week, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in this fashion, and 2 weeks from today, Lord willing, to be regathering together. So take care. We're going to close this session down, and in 5 minutes, we're going to have Dr. Chip Hard begin his Revelation class, and Doug and Blackie Wasgott will be beginning their Sunday school class. Thank you.
Test 1, 2, 3. Okay, it sounds like we're on.